Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, April 18th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Collide. Leading off today, we talked earlier this week about Apple's plans to transition the Mac to the M4 chip starting later this year. Notably, with the M4 Mac transition, Bloomberg says that we can expect every Mac to make the jump. When the Mac went to M1, then M2, then M3, there are certain Macs that skipped various different upgrades over the years. But for the M4 transition, we can expect every Mac that Apple sells to apparently get the M4 chip in some form or fashion. Bloomberg has now published a full timeline, which could change based on supply chain issues, but covers the broad strokes of the transition to the M4. We can expect a low-end 14-inch MacBook Pro with M4 coming around the end of the year, a 24-inch iMac with the M4 also expected around the end of the year, new 14-inch and 16-inch MacBook Pros with M4 Pro and M4 Max chips between the end of this year and early 2025, a Mac Mini in both M4 and M4 Pro configurations between the end of this year and early 2025, new 13-inch and 15-inch MacBook Airs around the spring of 2025, a new Mac Studio with a high-end M4 chip around the middle of 2025, and a new Mac Pro with an M4 Ultra in the second half of next year. We still don't know many technical details about what the M4 family of processors will offer. For instance, there are no details on things like core counts or core performance. Bloomberg has said that Apple will put an emphasis on artificial intelligence with the M4, but how that actually manifests remains to be seen. But of course, we do know that Apple is planning a slew of new AI features as part of its next round of software updates, including iOS 18 and macOS 15. In other news today, we've gotten an update from Apple on its 2030 environmental goals, one of which is for the company's entire supply chain to be carbon neutral by that year. Apple now says that more than 320 of its suppliers, representing 95% of its direct manufacturing spend, have already made the transition to clean energy. The backstory here is that Apple's own operations have been 100% carbon neutral since 2018. In 2020, the company announced a plan to switch its entire supply chain to clean energy by 2030. Given that the company's main manufacturing hub is China, which is currently the worst offender in the world for continued dependence on coal-fired plants, that's no small goal. Apple has also pledged to match with clean energy the total electricity used by customers to charge their Apple devices. In a new press release this week, Apple again said that over 320 of its suppliers, representing 95% of its direct manufacturing spend, have led the way to clean energy, avoiding over 18.5 million metric tons of carbon emissions. Apple also says that it's investing in a portfolio of solar projects in Michigan, here in the United States, to bring 132 megawatts of clean energy online by the end of this year. Apple's full press release, which is linked in the show notes below, offers some interesting data on how it's working to hit that 2030 carbon neutral goal. Even though 2030 might seem like a long way away, it's an ambitious goal from Apple, and it's making a surprising amount of progress towards achieving that goal. We are sponsored this week by Collide. You've probably heard me talk about Collide before, but have you heard that Collide was just acquired by 1Password? That's pretty big news since these two companies are leading the industry in creating security solutions that put users first. For over a year, Collide Device Trust has helped companies with Okta ensure that only known and secure devices can access their data. And that's what they're still doing, but now as part of 1Password. So if you've got Okta and you've been meaning to check out Collide, now is a great time to do that. Check it out at collide.com/9to5MacDaily. That's KOLIDE.com/9to5MacDaily. My thanks to Collide for their support of the show. Running out today, the iPhone 16 Pro lineup will bring new features such as larger displays, a dedicated capture button, and more. But we're also expecting multiple noticeable improvements to the iPhone 16 Pro and iPhone 16 Pro Max camera. According to multiple reports, the iPhone 16 Pro and Pro Max will both get an upgraded 48-megapixel ultra-wide camera this year. This is a significant improvement from the current 12-megapixel ultra-wide camera in the 15 Pro. The change should mean that the iPhone 16 Pro's ultra-wide camera is much better in most shooting situations, but especially in low-light environments. Images will offer more detail and improved color, while the increased resolution will also offer added flexibility in editing and post-processing. The iPhone 16 Pro's 48-megapixel ultra-wide camera might also mean major improvements for spatial video recording. This feature relies on a combination of the main and ultra-wide cameras, and with a new 48-megapixel ultra-wide sensor, the iPhone 16 Pro should be able to record spatial video in 4K resolution, up from the iPhone 15 Pro's limit of 1080p. Meanwhile, currently the iPhone 15 Pro Max uses a tetraprism camera design that unlocks 5x optical zoom and 25x digital zoom. With the iPhone 16 lineup, however, Apple will expand that upgraded tetraprism camera to the smaller iPhone 16 Pro as well. So this means that both the 16 Pro and 16 Pro Max will both offer at least 5x optical zoom and 25x digital zoom. There is one other twist worth keeping in mind, and that's that one sketchy rumor has suggested the iPhone 16 Pro Max will feature something called a periscope ultra-long telephoto combination. This would theoretically enable optical zoom greater than 5x, but as of right now, that rumor hasn't been corroborated outside of a single source last year. And finally, the iPhone 16 Pro will reportedly use a new main camera sensor from Sony with an upgraded design for better low-light performance. The new sensor will use Sony's latest stacked sensor technology, which separates out the photodiodes and pixel transistors, which are normally combined into a single layer. This allows the photodiodes themselves, the bit which actually captures the light, to be significantly larger for the overall same pixel size. Sony says that this means the sensor can capture twice as much light compared to existing camera sensors. Capturing more light and removing more noise means better photos across the board for iPhone users. One thing that is unclear, however, is whether this next-generation Sony sensor will be used in both iPhone 16 Pro models, because at least one rumor has said that only the iPhone 16 Pro Max will use this new stacked camera sensor design. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Find an ad-free version of the show at 9to5mac.com/join. I am on Threads at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.